Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
I had somebody in mind when I was thinking about it, and can't tell you who it is, because you'd know him, you know, real well.
We need to talk backstage.
Hello from Music Row in Nashville. I'm Kelly Sutton.
And I'm Amber Anderson, and we're back with an all-new episode of Country Heat Weekly.
Now, our podcast gets its name from Amazon Music's flagship playlist, Country Heat. So usually, our center stage guests are featured on that playlist, which always has the hottest brand new music coming out of Nashville.
But when the Country Music Association calls and says, would you like an incoming member of the Country Music Hall of Fame on your podcast? The answer is yes.
Absolutely yes. So this conversation is the second in a series of three that we taped live at CMA Fest earlier this month. And this was your first time meeting Tanya Tucker, wasn't it?
It was. But I had been at the Shania Twain concert at Geodis Park the night before. That's our soccer stadium here in Nashville. And for the encore, Shania brought out Tanya and Wynonna to do Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
I was not there for that, sadly. I really wish that I was, but I did see lots of video clips all about that performance all over social media. Tanya gets into it. She talks all about the performance, and it all went down with a live audience full of fans.
Yes, it did.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state. This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off-limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Well, we have some other things to discuss first, including an adorable John Party dad moment, a great story that you won't hear anywhere else, and this new Carly Pierce, Chris Stapleton duet that's on the Country Heat playlist called We Don't Fight Anymore.
Can we just stop and talk about how much confidence you have to ask Chris Stapleton to sing with you on anything?
Right.
Although, fun fact, Carly actually pitched this song to Chris through his wife, Morgan.
I wrote this song and I just heard his voice on it, and I sent Morgan, his wife, a DM on Instagram, and I just asked her if I could send a song for him. And to have somebody that you love and respect so much, and that everybody just understands the talent that he is, that he's willing to come alongside you and sing a song with you, is crazy. And it's literally my favorite song that I've ever put out.
It's an incredible song. So proud of Carly, co-written by my boss, Shane McAnally, and one of our SMAC writers, Pete Good. So that's exciting.
That is exciting.
But what else do you have for us to talk about?
So I meant to bring this up last week, but we had a lot going on with CMA Fest. Did you see that Tyler Hubbard went to London to see Elton John in concert?
Yes, I did see that on his socials. And I thought I took big, grand road trips to see concerts.
That was amazing. Yeah, getting to see Elton, and it was his last show in London. So it was a really special night. You know, the O2 is an incredible arena. Was actually bringing back memories. We played there back in the day, so it was really cool. But obviously, it was a whole nother level getting to see Elton, and just the passion, the fans, the history, everything is really inspiring. And so it was a special night.
We should never feel guilty about road tripping to see anybody.
Nope.
ever again. You know, when I'm listening to other podcasts, it's really hard for me to get out of work mode. There's always a part of my brain that's thinking like, I like how they did this, or maybe they should have done it that way. So we had to ask Tyler, was he able just to sit back and enjoy the performance, or was he busy over there taking notes?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I'm always analyzing the set, taking notes, but I'm also, you know, getting inspired. You know, it's really fun to see how artists, you know, build their show, create their experience for the fans. And he does a great job, you know, and he's just, he's a class act. And so, yeah, I have to make myself like have fun, try not to think too much about work, but it's also very inspiring at the same time. So I try to do a little bit of both, you know.
Okay, and one more great story to share. The night that we hosted Nissan Stadium, John Party was playing, so Melissa, our executive producer, was backstage doing interviews, and she was chatting with John.
Yeah, they really hit it off. They were having a great conversation, and all of a sudden, John spilled some really sweet tea.
They were talking about his upcoming world tour, and she asked if Summer and the baby were going with him. The answer, to be determined.
But they're ready either way because Presley already has a passport.
Presley went to the post office, and this is a good story. I have not talked about this. The post office employee, brought Presley up, and like she's at the time 3 months, and like literally, we got her to go take the picture, and she smiled. And the post office employee said, that's the only baby I've ever had smile for a passport. And I've had my phone. I have the picture of it. And she's like, with no teeth, like just all gums. You know, but she's so cute.
Oh, so sweet.
It really is.
She already has daddy wrapped around her teeny tiny finger. And I really want to see that passport picture now. You know, it's so sweet and so cute.
Me too. I mean, part of me hopes that they take her with them. But then there's another part of me that's like, mom and dad could probably really use some sleep.
Yes, I bet they could. Our center stage spotlight shines on a country music legend. It's time to head to Fanfare X and relive our chat with Tanya Tucker.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
We are at the CMA close-up stage with a few thousand of our friends. Woo. You hear them.
We are live at CMA Fest, and we are having the best time. Our guest today had her first hit when she was 13 years old. She had 2 Grammy nominations by the time she was 17.
That's insane.
I know.
She is a native of Seminole, Texas, and the CMA named her Female Vocalist of the Year in 1991. She's picked up dozens of other accolades since, including 10 number one singles,
woo!
2 Grammys, and 3 CMT Awards.
And she's not done yet, y'all. Don't even count her out. Her brand new album, Sweet Western Sound, just dropped. It was produced by the one and only Brandi Carlile and Shooter Jennings. Incredible names.
She is a country music legend whose music has been with many of us our entire lives. And this fall, she will be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Please welcome Tanya Tucker! Yes, ma'am. Come on up here.
I'm a little overdressed.
Never, nah. never.
You look great.
Always. Well, I got my Double D ranch wear. They, you know, provide my clothes, and I like to take advantage of it. And last night, I was with Shania.
We have to talk about
it. We heard.
We're jumping in because I was there.
Oh, you were?
I was there.
That's where we're starting.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, she loved this outfit. She freaked out over it, so I guess I'm going to have to send it to her.
So how did that come about? For all of you know that don't know, Shania Twain played here at Geodis Park.
Yes.
Our soccer stadium.
It was like 30,000 there.
Did you have fun?
I did. And my, you know... how it happened was my one of my best friends who does my hair, and he loves Shania.
Yeah.
So he goes, oh my God, did you know that Shania's going to be in town? And this was a few days ago. And I said, no, I didn't. And he showed me a video of Shania on Tommy Hunter in Canada singing when she's about 15.
Okay.
And she sang Texas When I Die. And so he goes, look at this. And I thought that was so cute. So Brandy Carlisle was on with me at the Ryman a couple nights before. And I said, you know, Shania's got my number, but I don't really have her. I don't have hers. She goes, take care of it. So
she's got to make a call.
She texted her right then. And a few hours later, Shania texts me. And so we were going back. It was about 3 in the morning. She goes, why are you up so late? I go, why are you up so late? You know, by the time you get done with the show and right. blah, 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 it's that late. So anyway, she says, you've got to come by and sing a song. I was waiting for that, you know. Thought you'd never ask.
If you insist.
Yes, and so that's kind of the way it happened. And then my girlfriend, Kelly, who's just a really great friend of mine, but she's really into style, you know. Yeah. She dressed me today, too. She goes, let's just make you a Shania outfit, you know? Oh. And they did. They did. And I, you know, a little short.
The shorts, you know, the boots.
I was, like, channeling Shania. And she loved it. It was so cool.
So were you guys not coordinated on your outfits? Did she know
no.
you were wearing that?
Oh, you're kidding. I thought no. that was a thing.
It was perfect.
No, she was like, that's when she saw it, she went, fell to her knees, you know,
oh
because it was such a shock to her.
Because Shania,
of course, I don't look as
black.
Good as she looked in it, man. She looks hot. But I ain't worn anything that short in quite a while. You know.
You did it, though, and it looked
good.
Because
you know what keeps showing, you know, if I wear the miniskirts. I have to keep them locked up, you know.
Well, I wondered, looked great.
I wondered how long we would get into the interview until something happened. I now know.
Well,
I was
she
right.
is... really, a She's very so special person.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had someone come to the door at the hotel, and he said, this is from, it's really like a $500 bottle of champagne, which I'm not going to touch for a while until something special comes up. They said, we're not going to tell you who it's from. We're not supposed to tell you. So I found out last night it was from her.
Oh, so that's she so just, cool.
She thinks of everything.
You know, the fun thing about it is, the relationships that you have, my goodness, they go back decades. Everyone in this town loves you.
Oh.
Everyone that's worked with you loves
I don't
you.
Know
it's
about
true.
That.
look at your fans
well,
that have come yes. out to be here today.
Thank you. Well, these guys are what it's all about.
I want you to take us back, the first fanfare.
Oh, Lord. It was in the pig barn, you know.
Oh.
Remember the
yeah.
pig barn?
Okay.
The swine barn.
You were out at the fairgrounds.
And it was so hot. And I remember, you know, every year we'd have a different theme, whatever, you know, we're into, who's got the best booths. So we had fun making, coming up with different ideas. And one year I was about to hear pregnant, so I went as little pregnant Bo Peep, little Miss Bo Peep. And it was great. It was just, you know, and then the next year I had my Harley. But the thing about that is this. There would be people, I mean, lined up for hours.
Right.
And I'll be up there sweating. I'm thinking, well, if they can sit or stand through this heat, then I could damn sure do it, you know? Yeah. And we did. And it was some of the greatest memories because it gives you an opportunity to be one-on-one because... Without them, there ain't nothing going to happen.
That's, you know? Right.
That's right.
Yes, give yourselves
yeah, give
a, round
yourselves
a round of applause.
A round of applause.
I never understood why people, artists, sounds funny. I'm an artist. Not really. I'm an entertainer, but I never understood why someone would be cocky because they've been given a God-given gift, talent. I always say, now, if I can heal little sick kids, you know, like by putting my hand on them, no more St. Jude's, I would be so cocky then. I mean, I would go, excuse me, but I heal children. You know?
Yes, yeah.
So there's no reason to be that way. It's just, you know, I've seen people that are that way. We don't have that much in country music that way.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's not prevalent there.
That's right.
But, you know, you get actors and, you know, different people. But I enjoy the one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy that. Meeting the people that really are the stars in my book.
That's what's so cool about CMA Fest. I really agree with that.
It also gives us a chance to see other entertainers.
That's true. Because you guys are all out on the road at the same time. Yeah. Your ship's passing in the night.
And we don't get to really, you know, we're good friends, but we've been around each other three times, you know. Me and Shania, this is the second time we've been around each other.
Really?
And we're like this now.
Yeah. Oh, good. Collab, maybe?
Yeah. I'm going to go over and see her, actually. She lives in Switzerland.
Yes.
And so I'm going to go see her in August. So we got that planned.
We're waiting for this
write
collab.
A song.
You guys heard it here first.
Yes. Yes.
She's so clever. She's very clever.
Yeah. Yes, she is. She's
and,
an incredible
songwriter. I can't say nothing about her, but I was going to wear her T-shirt today, but they wouldn't let me. So.
I definitely bought a T-shirt last night.
Yeah, I know. I'll get one of each. Winona was there, too.
Yes. I mean, it was the perfect trio coming out there.
Yeah.
They did Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah. Oh.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, my
moment.
Gosh. And, of course, I screwed it up, so I told her, I said, we got to do that again, you know. And we did it again, and I screwed it up again. So, and then when we did it the third time, Winona comes in, and it's like, whoa.
She blew the roof.
Yeah.
She started
She's
wailing.
Loud.
Yes, she is. I love this.
And I couldn't really hear myself, you know. But I could hear Winona real well. She's real good.
That's good.
You're going to be at Nissan Stadium tomorrow night getting things kicked off.
Yes,
you are.
Oh, boy.
When you're in a stadium like that, how does it change? You've done the opera, you've done the Ryman, and now you're at Nissan. How does the staging, how does everything change when you're in a big place like that?
Well, you know, I'm singing to the guy up in the nosebleed section, and I figure if I get across to him, then these guys will come, you know?
Yeah.
But it changes. I love the Ryman. The Ryman is, you know, it's pure.
They're up on you in the Ryman.
Yeah,
they're close.
The sound is great. I mean, I walked out where out from backstage to where the seats were, the pews, and I started singing right there, and it was just reverberating, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, we're gonna cut a record right here, you know. It's so really beautiful.
So for everybody at home that's keeping score, we're getting a Shania collaboration and a live album from the Ryman from Tanya Tucker.
I have to know where you were when you got the news that you were being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Okay, woo! This is the deal.
This is a good story.
Yes.
That is sweet. Well, my manager told me we had to go to, and I never really, like here, I don't know where we're at. We're just going to talk to y'all. I don't know where we're at, you know. They told me on the way in. So it's kind of like that with me. They told me that I had to do some interviews. Okay, and I'm not sure they said it was at the CMA head offices down on the row.
Yeah.
They probably did. But so I walk in there, and Sarah, who is the president, right, welcomes me and says, hey, come on back here. And I see the camera, you know, the video cameras. So I'm thinking, okay, sat down, I did the first interview. And then I was expected the next interview. And I'm ready. I'm getting my lipstick on. And she said, Tanya, you don't have another interview to do. And I went, yeah. It's a good day. And I get sick of talking about myself. She said, because we're inducting you into the Hall of Fame.
Aww.
And I turned around And all three of my kids were there, which is like, that's really a event when you get them all together. And I knew it was important when I saw them. Oh my God. And that was so special. The first thought, my first thought was, I wish my parents could be here, you know. Because my dad always told me, he told me that one time when he's mad at me, you'll never be in Hall of Fame. You'll never be there. He's mad at me. I proved him wrong one time, finally. I wish he was there so I could say, nee, 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 nee. But the second thought is, you see those bronzes?
Yeah.
But I don't think they're very good. They don't look like the person.
Yeah, do you get creative input on those?
Let's tell you this. We've been talking about that. I go, look, it looks like I could pick my own artist to do me, you know, to do my face.
Okay.
Because I don't like the ones that they have.
I love that was the second thought.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Do you agree? I don't want to be the only one on this deal.
Listen.
I'm fighting City Hall here.
So the
but
induction.
So she, you know, they call me on it.
Yeah.
They wanted a picture. Which era of your career?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I know. I went, gosh, I don't know, you know? And they said they wanted a picture. I said, you ain't getting a picture. So you tell me if I can get my own artist for them bronzes, you know? I'll give you a picture then. But she called me and she says, Sarah, she said something, 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 something. And in other words, it all added up to no. And so I think I got in. I can look over his shoulder.
Oh, good.
And go, that make that look. So maybe that would be good. But
so,
I think they should be able to have her own artist.
Well, I get it. Yeah.
If you want to pay for it, I may not have just said that.
But like, actually,
but I
want to
look like
it.
Myself. So I don't know. I'm going to ask the audience what they think.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
Okay.
A picture of me when I first started, you know, the 13. That's what
Delta Dawn.
Sarah, that's what Sarah likes. She said because there's nobody else that's done that at that age.
Yeah.
And then my friend Frank Liddell, he said no. He said need a picture of like right in the middle, like around 25, 35, because he said, you know, you got to honor Tanya Tucker because she's been here so long, and she needs to be a badass and go in there.
Oh, okay, okay. You know,
when I was a badass, I guess.
Yeah, if you want young Tanya, make noise.
Okay, okay.
Really? 20,
middle Tanya? There you go.
Woo! What about hot Tanya that just walked out on stage with Shania
God.
Twain?
No.
So here's the next question, though, because when you go in this fall, we have the big ceremony. It's incredible. And they have all these artists that come out and will honor you and will
oh
do
God,
your
that's
songs.
That's what someone told me. I can't
yeah,
believe it.
Yeah.
What?
It's a deal. It's a big deal.
That's not going to
so
be fun.
Who do you want on the wish list to sing your songs?
I haven't even thought about that.
Well, that's why
well,
they
definitely.
Asked me to ask you so that you could get on it now.
That's really, you know what? I need you around more often.
I know. I'll come
it's
out
good.
With you. It's
because
good.
It makes me think, and that's not probably not good right there. Let's see. I don't know.
The possibilities are endless.
Maybe Elton John could come.
That would be killer.
Would
and
be
then
so
Joni
good.
Mitchell maybe singing Would You Lay
oh,
With Me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think
love
about that.
That.
And
all
maybe
right.
Clint Black singing
See, you got
Love
some ideas.
Me Like You Used To. Something like that.
Love
I know.
It.
You're putting together
you
the list.
You got some ideas.
Yeah.
I'm Bob Dylan, maybe.
If you got Bob Dylan, there, girl.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could be a faded rose.
I
That's
never
pretty,
thought
that
about
would
it,
be pretty
that would
cool,
be great.
Actually.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's so good.
But there, I mean, Shania, of course, and Wynonna. I'd love to have her. Leanne Womack.
You know,
we're going to have a long show.
Well, you're going to have Brandy there, of course.
How long
Brandy
is
will
it?
Be there.
I don't, it's going to be longer now. I mean, it's your night. I don't know if they can tell you.
But I know I watch those shows where they pay tribute to, like, last one was, I think, Garth, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not in order, but that's the last one I saw. And you'd have to sit there. It would be hard to sit there right. know, while people yeah. paying tribute to you.
Well,
I know because I was at the Texas State Capitol the other day, and Texas honored me, the Governor Abbott, Texas Tanya Tucker Day, and all that hoopla. Yeah, and they were saying all these things about me, and it was embarrassing. Time to go.
You're telling him to wrap it up.
It was embarrassing.
Okay,
but honorable. You
and
know.
I have to talk about the new album,
yes,
produced by Brandi Carlile and Shooter Jennings, Sweet Western Sound.
I was lucky to have written three or four songs. Mm-hmm. Brandi and I wrote "Ready as I'll Never Be" about my heroes, losing my heroes, and we wrote "The List," which is. I had somebody in mind when I was thinking about it, and can't tell you who it is, because you'd know him, you know, real well. She was my.
We need to talk backstage.
Reason I did it, so I wrote it. So you know, if you don't like me, then write me a list of things you don't like about me.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet you my list is longer.
Oh my gosh.
We could do
then
this
I wrote
all
Dearest
day.
Linda. Dearest Linda. With Shooter.
Okay.
And about my love for Linda Ronstadt and how much she meant to me.
So
and
good.
Someone's, I don't know if she's heard it yet or nothing, but I don't know. Maybe she don't care. I don't know. But I think she's awesome, you know. But anyway, we could talk all day.
She's here to stay, y'all.
Everybody, she is a country music legend and a treasure. Give it up for Tanya Tucker.
Thank y'all.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
That is how we started CMA Fest 2023. I mean, she is a hoot.
No one like her. I've never met anyone like her.
Right?
I mean, she's one of a kind, truly. I can honestly say the interview that we prepared and the interview that we got were two completely different things, but I think it was absolutely on brand for her.
Oh, it sure was. Okay, so we have one more live episode to share with you that we taped at CMA Fest. It's going to be coming to you next week. We will be joined by TJ and John, brothers Osborne.
And here's a little sneak peek of what you'll hear.
It's like climbing this ladder, and every rung, it just gets a little bit steeper, a little bit steeper, and then we finally made it to the stadium. By the way, side note, Chris Stapleton had to pull out because I think he broke his finger or something like that. So, Chris Stapleton, thank you for breaking your finger. That's why we got to play the stadium show.
It's true.
I didn't
know. So, if you want to break another finger, we'll gladly play the Grammys, you know, whatever.
In the meantime, share this podcast with all of your friends and make sure you use the hashtag Country Heat Weekly if you're posting about it on social media. We invite you and all of your friends to come and listen to the almost 70 episodes that we have in our archives. So if you're new around here, there's plenty for you to listen to.
And speaking of social media, we love ourselves a good Instagram story. You can find me at Hey, It's Amber A.
And I'm the Kelly Sutton. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.